All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Garvey Show. Hope you're ready to roll with it today. A lot of news today. We're going to get to Governor Whitmer's big retreat on auto insurance reform here in just a couple of minutes. There's going to be a big march today from the Lansing Center down to the Capitol. We'll tell you more about that if you have an interest in being involved with it. We're broadcasting live from the Lansing Center. But it's the Michigan Auto Insurance Promise, hashtag fix the fix. And you've probably been, if you've been listening to this program, you've heard some of the horror stories about people getting grievously injured since June the 11th. A three-year-old run over in Detroit as a pedestrian. Her parents, dad's not working, looking for work. Mom's working part-time, as I recall. And the three-year-old gets hit in July. Serious, massive injuries, numerous surgeries. Well, under this new law, she's capped at $250,000. Capped at $250,000 for life, which will come nowhere near covering her needs or be able to help her family get her the treatment she needs, and if I might say deserves. So you've got all of those things going on. The Michigan Auto Promise, the doors are going to open at the Lansing Center at 9, the check-in at 10, then there's a big pep rally out here, and then a march to the Capitol at 11. We don't know what to expect, but I know that it's a conversation that's going on across this state, at dinner tables, at breakfast tables and coffee shops and around businesses. People talking about, well, what really happened? How much money are we going to save? And the truth of the matter is, not only might you not save money, you might end up paying more money for your auto insurance. And if something happens to you or to a loved one or to somebody you know that they're critically, horribly injured, permanently injured, disabled, what was available to them to start the summer is not there today, except that the governor backed up last night. Breaking news, the governor retreats from a no-fault change. Governor Gretchen Whitmer used her executive authority to amend the enforcement of the no-fault insurance reform legislation that was signed in June. The director of the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, Anita Fox, issued a director's order postponing the $250,000 cap on personal injury protection that was established by the legislature in this bill and did it at the governor's request. The governor hearing these horror stories, too. The governor hearing these horror stories about people being injured and having no recourse and the inability to pay and bankrupting families. She knows that if you put a three-year-old girl on television that's been hit by a car, whose family has been bankrupted, she's unelectable. This has political consequences. And it's not just the governor. It's the Republicans to put this bill together, to put it on her desk. There's enough blame to go around as to how this bill was put together. It was rushed through. Promises were made. Promises were broken. And at the end of the day, we got legislation that I don't think you understand, that most drivers in Michigan understand, but there are people that are starting to realize they did what? That means, excuse me? Those are the reactions we're getting out of there. How could they do that? Why would they do that? What do you mean I'm not going to save money and I'm not going to be covered either? Whitmer promised to make the change while in a closed-door meeting with advocates opposing the law. According to John Cornack, who will be here on the program in a moment, he's the president of the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, which provides care for those who suffer brain injuries. Whitmer promised to use her powers to return complete coverage to auto accident survivors. Whitmer reportedly moved by stories of life-altering injuries going untreated since the signed law went into effect. Now, the full weight of the law doesn't go into effect until July 1st, 2020. And so the governor with her, it has the effect of an executive order, if you will, this issuance from the Department of Insurance and Financial Services. It's similar to an executive order, and for this conversation, that's what we'll call it. Whitmer promised to use her powers to return that complete coverage. Cornack said the governor's actions were to, quote, help soften the outcome of the new law and postpone its provisions. Previously, the law phased out no-fault coverage in preparation for its full effects. This is a very good sign, so said another one of my guests coming up, John Prosser. Very good sign that the governor cares about the damage that's been done by the bill to so many already. Prosser's the president of the Neurotrauma Association. He called it a good first step, but nowhere near what it needs to be, which is why he's going to be at this rally, this march again, hashtag fix the fix. They say people have a right to recover. And in Michigan since the 1970s, if you've been grievously injured in an automobile accident or any accident involving an automobile, as a pedestrian, as a bicyclist, if you're uninsured, you're covered for life. If you have traumatic brain injury or spine injury or other serious injuries that last and are, you know, going to be persistent through the rest of your life, you would have the highest level of coverage in the nation. And the promise was to get rid of all that, you would have less to pay for auto insurance, which has been about the highest in the country. Well, that doesn't seem to be the truth. The argument is that down in Southeast Michigan and Detroit, for example, insurance is so expensive that people just won't pay for it. Well, let me ask you this. If you save $100 or two, if you're paying $1,000 and you see you can't afford that, are you going to buy in at $900? Are you going to buy in at $800? And my guess is probably not. If you can't afford $1,000, you can't pay $850. I mean, that's my takeaway on this, but we'll dig through this. The law's full effects, like I said, including that $250,000 cap on personal injury protection, set to take effect July 1, 2020. But with the governor's apparent change of heart here, what will it mean going forward? Will it mean a return to discuss this law? Will the insurance industry continue to lobby against any changes from what it is now? The insurance companies stand to get a windfall out of all of this. That's another part of the story. Anyhow, it's all in focus here on the program today. Good to have you along 25 after. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.